Our first lesson is from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Our lesson is from Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephrah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Holy wisdom, holy word.
The third lesson this morning is from Matthew, chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Holy wisdom, holy word.
The fourth lesson is from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
Our fifth lesson is from John, the 8th chapter. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
Usually I'd have you stand, but not today. Happy New Year. Our sixth lesson is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, put it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The Gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, let's see. Oh, I forgot in the first service to tell a joke, but I have this joke for the new year. We're going to start. And this was given to me by someone in this very room. So I am not to blame for this joke. Someone who's sitting here is to blame. So there's a man who was an avid golfer and also a very faithful man. One Sunday, he approached his pastor to ask him to pray to God and find out if there is a golf course in heaven. The following week, the pastor came to the man and said, I have good news and bad. Which do you want first? The man responded, well, what's the good news? God said there is a golf course in heaven. The man said, oh, I'm so glad. What's the bad news? God said, you have a tea time next week. All right, so that person got lucky that there were some laughs. No, that was... Well, if you wouldn't mind, just turn... What I want to do is just ask some questions or pose some questions for our reading. So if you turn to page 5 of the bulletin to that first reading, this is the Genesis reading, and it talks about God being over the darkness and then like a wind and swept over the waters and then separated light and darkness and said that the light was good. And so what I note in the reading what I notice is that darkness is natural but not listed as good. Darkness happens. It's a natural thing. In the same way that in water is a natural thing. I was talking with Terry a little about this after the first service, and a wave of water, if you go to the ocean and ocean shores, it's just a wave. Waves do what waves do. But certain waves, like tsunami waves, can be very destructive. Now, does that make that water evil or bad? No. We have water for baptism, so, it's natural. Darkness is natural, but and it contrasts with light. So the question I have for this reading is, what does it look like for God to sweep through your or our waters in our life and separate the light from the dark and call it good? That's just a question to think about. What does it look like for God to sweep through our lives and separate the light from the dark and call it good? That's what I thought about in that first reading. So then we go to the next reading on page 7, if you just turn the page there. And this is this wonderful Isaiah text. And, all these things are connected to the light, which no darkness can overcome, which is, for our purposes, it's Jesus. And it's the birth of Jesus and Jesus going into the world. So we're, right now we're transitioning from Christmas into Epiphany, which is the light of the world, Jesus going into the world. So there's this wonderful reading from Isaiah. And the question I have for this reading is, have you ever gotten up for a sunrise, first of all? Now, I'm not a morning person. Sunrise. Who likes sunrises? Who's a morning? Raise your hand if you're a morning person. you crazy people. I don't like morning. I'm not a morning person. I despise mornings. But the times I have woken up when it moves, even if it's just the beginning of the sun rising, you know, just that moment where light shines, you see something that isn't darkness. I mean, that's the beauty of this reading. So the question is, the glory of God is with us. The glory of God, like a sunrise, is with us. How might that look? And maybe a sunrise is a good enough answer for you. It's like the sunrise, you know. And that's kind of the nature of light. You know, the nature of light is such that it starts someplace. There is a source for light. It emits light. And like these lights here, the reason we see these things is because this absorbs it, or it bounces off it and makes us... But if we turn off the lights, and if it were dark outside, we could see nothing. So there's a source, and the light emits its energy, its stuff, and it's absorbed by something. That's the nature of light. That's what that lesson makes me think of. And then we turn the page to the next lesson, and we have the We Three Kings one there in Matthew. And so the question is, you know, those Magi were prompted to follow God's lead and to follow to this child. So where is a place you have gone and found Jesus and were overwhelmed with joy? When are those times when you've been just overwhelmed with joy? For me, my three words in life are generous, attentive, and joy. And so that third word, joy, for me, it's hard to come by. It's hard to find joy a lot of times. But boy, when you find it, it's awesome. And when I was thinking about with the kids about the meat and that steak, oh, tasting into a well-flavored piece of meat, that's, for a big dude who likes to eat, that's pretty good joy right there. That's good stuff. But where is it? Maybe it could be in children or grandchildren or your partner or someone, you know, that, you know, with people you love, you know, that kind of thing, or doing something, maybe a hike, you know, maybe the wilderness does that for you, or, you know, nature. But where is the joy? Where is the joy? And that's often where light is, as a matter of fact. Then we have the fourth, fifth, and sixth lesson, and those kind of all go together. And, you know, this fourth one talks about the light, and the light which is not overcome by the darkness, which is this Jesus person who comes in the flesh. And I like that word, because flesh to me means real, real, like pinch my flesh. I'm a real person. Beth is a real person who wakes me up in the morning, because I'm not a morning person. So, but I like that word flesh there. And then in the end, we have seen his glory, full of grace, which I equate always with God, and full of truth, which for me is love. Love your neighbor as yourself. The truth of love. Love is the greatest truth. So when I think of light now, you know, I was talking about the source. I was a Boy Scout. I became an Eagle Scout. And one of the things you have to do is earn merit badges. And one merit badge was called the Wilderness Survival Merit Badge. And what you had to do is you had to stay overnight in the woods by yourself. And it was cold, like it was, because I did it in October, November, a long time ago, by Mount Pilchuck up north of Seattle. And you got to get a fire going, you know, if you want to stay warm, unless you wear tons of clothes. And there's nothing to eat. You got to eat. If you've ever had nettle soup, by the way, stinging nettle soup, that tastes horrible, just so you know. I don't recommend it. It tastes horrible. But I made some of that, and that's the one time and last time I will probably eat stinging nettle soup. But it was something to eat. So, you know, you start your fire, and I had that going, and I had my shelter going. And then, you know, it became night, and... no flashlight or anything, and eventually I'd fallen asleep, and that was bad, because when I woke up, I was freezing because my fire had gone out, and it was pitch black. I mean, there was no moon, it was overcast, could see nothing, and so I was just cold and in the dark. And finally I noticed, you know, because it wasn't just me out there, there was some leaders out there way in the distance, probably 200 yards away, I just saw this little tiny speck of light, you know, like a star. And it's like, oh, that's where my leaders, I got to get there. So I stumbled. Eventually I got there. Mr. Boland was his name. And he had this great little shelter that was about that high and a little lean-to kind of thing. And he had put a bunch of leaves on the bottom. It looked like a feather bed. It was just beautiful. He said, Eric, just go ahead. I did pass this marriage badge the second time. This was the time I did not get through this. So I laid there and that fire was the best night up to that point of sleep I'd had in my life. It was just so glorious to be warmed by that light, and for Mr. Boland just to tell me, we'll get it the next time, you know, don't worry about it. But that sense of light, you know, that for me, that's the light is significant, and because it can bring so many things. It can bring warmth and that absorbing peace that I mentioned, you know, to absorb that warmth of light. That's what Jesus is talking about. Shedding light. Light goes in the darkness so that people who are in the darkness can absorb it and be nurtured and healed. And this was even more significantly to me when I went to Living Stones. We always pray about Living Stones. That's a congregation at the Washington Correction Center that we have, the ELCA has. And so I've become a board member there, and the pastor there, Norm Arnold, reported that in the Christmas services there were 35 baptisms. 35 baptisms, two Christmas. I mean, can you imagine that? If we had 35 adult baptisms, what the heck is going on in this church? It's crazy. That would be awesome. But in this church at the Washington Correction Center, it's kind of like my experience of seeing that light in the darkness in the woods. That's how it is for these men. They see something at Living Stones, this place that's in the midst of darkness, and we'll have opportunities, because we are in cahoots with the prison congregation, to go visit and join the members there in worship. We've done that before, a couple of us that came. We'll have more opportunities and announce that. But the men who see Living Stones see that little bit of light, and it draws them, and it gets bigger and bigger till they get to the service and experience grace, which is the love of God, and experience the truth that Pastor Norm preaches. You are free. You may be bound in this moment, but you are free with God's grace. You are free. You are a loved and known child of God. And when people really know that, they want to affirm that. And so they become baptized. Now that's light in the darkness. Which brings us to this final lesson. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your God in heaven. I'm sitting on this bench. Maybe you're wondering, maybe not. Maybe it's just like Pastor Eric should sit on the bench all the time, because he's, I mean, it is rather comfortable. But do you know where this bench is from? No? Raise your hand if you know where this bench is from. Where is it from, Brent? Yeah, our little entry there by the office, not this door entry, but if you go like to the office down there in the little plaza, yes, our little plaza area. But there's two benches like this. I don't know, no one knows exactly how long they've been here, but for a while, and they're a little bouncy. My size person probably shouldn't be sitting on this, but however, the reason why I brought this bench in is because at our Christmas service this past week, I don't remember if it was the first or second service, but someone told me that there's a person laying out here. And so I went out there just to see what was going on, and the person was sleeping. And I didn't mean to wake him up, but they heard me and woke up, and he just said, you know, I'm just taking a little nap, you know, on my way from here to there. And he had a bike that was leaned up against the post out there. And since Beth and I have been here 3.5 years now, there have been dozens of people that have laid on this bench, slept on this bench, or waited to talk on this bench. But just that sleeping on this bench. I mean, it doesn't look comfortable, And I can't imagine sleeping on this bench, but the person that I woke up was bigger than me. But they were rested. And why did they come to this bench? Well, I think this is a symbol for us. This is that little pinpoint of light that that person saw for whatever reason and said, I need to stop there. That looks like a place where I can rest and feel safe and get re-energized and maybe absorb a little bit of the light. I, of course, invited him into the service, but he chose not to come. But this bench, it's just a regular old bench, has been a light to people that you may not have even known about. We are a light to the world. That's what Jesus was talking about. Put a bench out there for people to rest. So, my question is for this coming year. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. What will that look like for you this year? What will that look like for us this year? Now, it may come in a surprising way. My mother told me that she had received, and she lives in a cul-de-sac in Bothell, and she had received a meal from some people down at the other side of, you know, the end of her street. And it was two girls who came, and they said, we want to give you this meal. This is part of our holiday tradition, to give a meal to someone. And so they did that, and she received the meal, and then she thought, well, I'll go give some Christmas cookies back, you know, and return the plate. So when she returned the plate, they gave her another meal again, and so she was very thankful. Now, it turns out that those neighbors happened to be Muslim, and it was in the holiday of Ramadan for them. So you don't know. You just don't know when you are the light of the world or how you're going to be the light of the world. But what we do know is light goes out, which is like love. Love goes out. And you just throw it out there, and you don't know who is going to absorb it. How will you be the light of the world this year? It's as simple as setting up a bench. Amen.